This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the time of insane headlines pouring out by the minute at InfoWars.com. Former supermarket boss warns of potential coronavirus food riots. Army patrols, grocery stores may have to take drastic measures. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. We're taking your phone calls right now with the professor, Anthony Holm. You can see it. It's not like we're even debating how bad this is going to get. The supply chain breakdown, the hysteria, the just-on-time deliveries, China, more than half the shipments, you know, coming to the U.S., this is already going to be incredibly devastating. We shouldn't lie to people. You aren't. I'm not. I just wonder how bad it's going to get. What do you think?
Well, the stock market has already tanked. I mean, the implications, we're back at the level of 2008, and so the implications are drastic. Now, the idea, if it's a bioweapon, that means it's targeted. And, you know, there's a question of ethnicity. Do you target an ethnic group? If you don't target an ethnic group and you set the beast afoot in the population, who says it's not going to come back on your own population? So the targeting of Iran, it looks like Iran is being targeted, especially because so many of the deaths and the illnesses have been directed at government people, at high officials. That's what I'm questioning.
Exactly. It looks like it was seeded out and the major outbreak is used as a cover.
Yeah. And so where else is going to be targeted? In China, the cybersecurity people who are in charge of the firewall, the very controversial firewall that prevents China from getting access to a lot of what's on the Internet, apparently 200 of them were targeted and, you know, are suffering from the illness. So even within China, there is some suggestion that there is a targeting taking place. And that has huge implications. And it causes us to, you know, want to demand who's behind this. Who is really, you know, rather than just saying, shut up, everybody,
we should have a massive debate.
Theory.
That's how you get answers. Exactly. That's how you get human intelligence analyzing. Exactly. The way so many political enemies have died from this, do they kill them and claim the virus did it? Or do they have viruses we know they have that you give them that are super viral at first, kill you, but then mutate into harmless very quickly? Because you wouldn't want to release a bioweapon that kept going. But they've got them that will kill two or three people that they hit, maybe three replications, but then they burn out. And so are they hitting their political enemies with us, using that as a cover?
Is Dr. Li the whistleblower in Wuhan? He died a few days later. Was he taken out? Was he targeted?
Well, amazing point, sir. I hope that you'll join us again soon. In the minute and a half we have left, what else is on your radar?
What else is on my radar? Well, this is a moment for humanity. This is a situation unlike any other that I can think of. This, I cannot see that we return to the world we're leaving now with this upon us. And so this is in the moment, you know, the religious people are going to be.
You're saying coronavirus is obviously a big event, whether it's being hyped up or not. You can see it. It's now official. It's a big one.
Yeah. And there's no way back to the world we've known. It's going to alter our way of life dramatically. Like if San Francisco goes into quarantine next week, the United States, that's not going to be the first town that it strikes.
Oh, the stock market will go down 5,000 points the day that happens.
Yeah, I mean, our whole financial system, China is at the very heart of our production. You know, they took over the factories of capitalism and all the financial flow goes through there. You take that out at the middle, which has already happened, and look what happened to the stock market.
Well, Professor, I'm already familiar with your work and was already impressed, but I'm really impressed now. Please join us in the War Room, David Knight in the mornings. I really want to get you on all the different shows because I really think you're giving reasonable, wide spectrum. You know what you're talking about, and you're looking at big picture for folks, not even giving specific answers. You're just saying, here's what's going on. I find it very informative and very thought-provoking. So please come on my show again next week. Please go on David Knight's show. Please go on Owen Schroyer's show. All right, thank you so much, Professor. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that clean out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
percent of the world's generic drugs are made in India, and India relies upon China for almost 70% of their active ingredients. Several of these Chinese sources have shut down due to the Wuhan coronavirus, and as a result, India has restricted exports of 26 ingredients and the medicines made from them. The United States no longer produces its own medicine. How did this happen? In the 1990s, 90% of these fundamental ingredients were produced in the USA, Europe, and in Japan. But U.S. laws on generic drugs began motivating companies to manufacture in China. The greatest win for China came exactly 3 months after 9/11. On December 11th, 2001, China joined the World Trade Organization, aka the WTO, and immediately began wiping out the competition in the American free market with unbeatable low slave labor costs. Within 2 years, the USA lost their last aspirin, penicillin, and vitamin C producers. Today, we depend upon China for about 90% of our medicine. China has already amassed a reputation for poor quality, and because they have monopolized the global market, the FDA has been forced to lower their manufacturing standards. The low standards in China are likely to blame in part for the many explosions at Chinese pharmaceutical factories that have caused global shortages. Recently, because of the Wuhan coronavirus, masks were ordered to not be exported from China. There are life-sustaining drugs that China is the sole supplier of to the U.S. What happens if China declares an emergency and shuts down all medical supply and drug exports, like both India and China are already beginning to do? If the WTO is the father of globalism, then the UN's insidious replacement migration is its mother. In Italy, the man believed to be coronavirus patient zero is a Pakistani migrant who works in food delivery. After testing positive for the virus, he refused to self-isolate and continued to deliver food. A recent video of migrants holding babies over fires to make them cry in order to deceitfully cross the border into Greece shows several people speaking Farsi. They are Iranian. Iran is currently suffering an outbreak of the coronavirus. Why on earth should Greece allow them in? The coronavirus appears to be some type of eugenics bioweapon designed to kill the weak and elderly. But one thing is for certain, it has already killed the philosophy of globalism. And now, it will be stress testing the precarious digital grid that our entire society is based upon. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to your phone calls, but my superhero powers is telling the truth. You probably listened to like the last 2 hours, and you didn't hear me plug on the air vitamins, minerals, supplements, horrible foods. Because things are so crazy now, it feels opportunistic, even though I've been selling horrible foods for decades, even though I sell high-quality supplements, they boost your immune system. It's like I'm selling life preservers for people that are about to jump in the North Atlantic Ocean. But it still feels weird. But it's funding our operation. We have the best horrible food, the only major company that still has horrible food that can deliver it to you. The others are frauds, folks. They're liars. We have the biggest, best, highest-rated company because I went out and got them 11 years ago. They've been around 12 years with the mission of getting you horrible food delivered. Now, that takes 6 to 8 weeks, probably less, but they're just saying that so you don't get mad. They have the food. They even set up extra factories, but they got to get it to you. InfoWarsStore.com, the great folks at My Patriot. But what I do have ready to ship is MycoZX that flushes out your guts for the candida, the yeast, the mold, then lets your body's immune system super boost. This is so important. Back in stock, MycoZX. 40% off DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, to clean out your cells. This is the number one thing, in my view, you can do for your immune system. It's back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And it costs a lot because the ingredients cost a lot. But we have things like the Super Silver Wound Gel. That is approved over the counter, the strongest silver you're going to find. It's great. And then they didn't have to do a bunch of patenting and FDA stuff for the other products we have. So they're less. The Super Silver Wound Gel, you know, same but not as strong systems of saving inside the mouth. Toothpaste, Super Silver Toothpaste, 50% off, even though it's selling out. And then we have Turbo Force, the great natural energy vitamin mineral fusion system, back in stock. All 40% off, and that's how we fund this operation. But I would just encourage everyone, if you have vitamins and minerals, take them, drink filtered water, get some sunshine, exercise, pray. That boosts your immune system. And I think most people are going to be okay. But this is definitely a serious time to be alive. People should visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in, because these are products you need. These are products that make your life better, and it funds this operation. Now, we've got Max and Jeff and Gordon and Terry and Mike, and I want to try to go to all of you. We have Dr. Nick Baggett, who takes his time out to be here, and he's a smart guy. I want to hear his view on this, so that's coming up as well. But right now, let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Max. You're on the air.
What's up, Alice? I have seven angles about coronavirus that nobody's talked about.
Get them.
But first, some production and personal tips for you. I think you need to get a shuffle dial ran from the studio to your desk so you can scroll through clips easily with like a long USB cable. And also, you should get a silk handkerchief instead of cotton because it's less abrasive to your face. Anyways, I was wondering if you remember that whistleblower gal you had on years ago, I don't remember when, who said one of the goals of the U.S. and assumedly worldwide bioweapons manufacturers is to create a virus that can target single individuals, their genetic helix or parts of the spiral of the helix. Do you remember who that was?
I forget, but we do know they're pushing race-specific bioweapons that hit certain groups. And, yes, the Holy Grail would be a genome-targeted weapon that hits an individual, and Dr. Baggett can specifically speak to that. He's been a trailblazer in that area.
Okay. Also, I wish you'd be more honest with your sales of storable food, because, as you know, people who have minimal or no food prep would be banned from post-apocalyptic safe zone fortresses due to the fact that normal domesticated humans will go wild, buck wild, mutate like grasshoppers to locusts upon brutal conditions and lack of food and water.
Well, when you say more honest, I mean, I'm opening the calls up. You can say whatever you want. That's honesty right there. I mean, there's nothing more honest than just, boom, you're on the air, say whatever you want.
And, you know, also a big boy like you or me, you know, during a post-apocalyptic activities, will be burning double at least the amount of calories. So, you know, people should definitely have a lot of food stored.
No, you're right. I appreciate your call, sir. Max is right. I mean, we take food to mouth delivery. We take just on time delivery as a normal thing. We've never been in a position of being more domesticated and more ready for total societal breakdown. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Nick Begich that question and then let him take over. And then we'll probably just tomorrow, I'm probably going to come in on Saturday to do a special report, if not Sunday, get to Terry and Mike and Gordon and Jeff. I've really tried to get to you all, and I apologize that I haven't gotten to you. I've tried my best. So if we can get the names and numbers of these folks, I need to talk to the crew after the show. We probably need to get an extra crew in here tomorrow because we need to come in. These are not normal times, and this is obviously the big globalist move. They're obviously hyping it up. They obviously want to take over. We shouldn't live in fear. Number one thing for your immune system is not live in fear, and then pray and just get healthy, and I think we're going to be okay. But Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over, and I want to ask him a few questions about this when we come back. But absolutely, the holy grail of their takeover plan is where they get your DNA and they can then go in with gene editing CRISPR technology and create a virus just for you. Just for you. What they've got now, we know, is viruses that they give you in the form of their most deadly, that they mutate to something harmless afterwards. But it's still all playing God. Dr. Nick Begich's father first exposed all this and was killed. His brother's been a U.S. senator, but he's the most prominent in the family, in my view, for all of his books and groundbreaking research.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Baggage is about to take over. We really appreciate him, but I have my own selfish questions here. EarthPulse.com. And again, I respect him. So I don't have guests on that agree with me. I don't know what I think about this virus. I just know the evidence came out. It was man-made. It's being protected. They're using it as a giant hype system to take over and to centralize things. And they're now trying to say it's all Trump's fault. I know you've got a lot to cover today and a lot of your own topics to get into, so I'll be listening to those. But Dr. Begich, what do you just as a patriot, as a as a man, gut level, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, first of all, I think that that the country really did very very little. You know, I mentioned last week that I had traveled direct from Hong Kong to Seattle. On a flight on February the 8th, which on the way out, I was coming out of Thailand. On the way out of Thailand, they checked my and my fiance's temperatures. They checked us going into Hong Kong. They checked us going through the transit station, basically in the Hong Kong airport. And then we flew 14 hours nonstop to Seattle. They didn't ask us any questions. They didn't check temperatures. They didn't do anything. You know, and actually, even 14 days before going into Thailand, they checked our temperature. And so, you know, when I think about, you know, was the U.S. doing anything? The answer was no. Friends of mine coming in as late as the last couple days of February from direct flights from Hong Kong, again, no questions, no temperature checks, no nothing. I find that pretty remarkable. And, you know, when I think about the third world organizing their borders so rapidly and then taking action, they didn't need a committee meeting and a bunch of other things. They just took action. They knew what action to take. And so, you know, given, you know, the normal preparation of the country for things, I find it remarkable no action was taken. And even now the actions are delayed. And listening, and looking at the news feeds and the impacts of all this, I think we're in for a lot more. Than what we're seeing. And the fundamentals economically, you know, I started shorting the market and shorting the Dow actually in January. Never did it in my life, but I got really nervous about what was happening in the economic arenas. And so I see this conveniently one of the best camouflages for the other things that were already wrong with the economy. Giving bankers a one an
exactly
exit strategy.
It's a cover for the globalists to have a reset.
Yeah, and, you know, when I look at what was happening, if you look at what I was looking at the year end were the overnight funds and the repurchase agreements, which is all complicated economics. But the bottom line is normally it's bankers trading money with bankers. But the Fed had to step in to like $500 billion through the last weeks of the year end. And then in the last several days, hitting their ceilings of $100 billion in overnight funds. The shortage of liquidity is part of the problem going into this thing before this ever happened.
Because the more liquidity you give, the more you've got to have.
Yeah, and the problem is you can't, that affects maybe the demand side. But on this equation going right now, we have a supply side interruption, which you can't really fix. You can't
exactly.
deal with them.
Fiat money is not going to paper over China, that is the majority of the backbone of world supplies. That gets cut off. I mean, so gut level,
right.
Do you think China launched it? The globalists launched it? Did the U.S. launch it? Because we know it's obviously, I mean, it looks to me synthetic. Who stands to gain it? And who would?
Well, I think they all win. They all win because they exploit the opportunity, whether they triggered it or whether it's opportunistic. This is a screw-down opportunity, and now it's too late to put the genie back in the bottle. And
exactly.
This is what
any way you slice it, this is a clamp-down. We're in the jaws of the crocodile. Get ready.
Right, right. It doesn't matter how it got, how it started. It's like arguing about what caused climate change when everybody sees there's obviously something happening. You know, is it nature? Is it man? Well, it's happening. You know, fight over it all you want. But here we have the same situation. Supply chain, and why is that important today? Because of a couple things.
Before that's like asking why is oxygen important? We're totally dependent now.
Right. But freight, international freight, when you look at the way they look at that, and you look at freight volumes coming across the oceans before this
ever
started,
they're reporting it's down 90%.
Right. And now it's off the charts down. The ports, we're already showing that slowdown in what was coming into the country because the economy was slowing down. Profits, corporate profits were down to minimum. And what's been feeding the market has been there's nowhere else for people to put money, and everyone is forced into these 401ks. So they keep plowing more money in. And so that's what jacked the markets all up.
Oh, that's
so
Long Beach right there. I mean, usually there's containers
up
500 feet. There's nothing there.
No. In fact, I talked to a friend of mine that's in a apartment building across the street from the port, and it's the tallest building in Long Beach. And you look out his window, and I asked him the other day, I said, what's going on at the port? And it was like, nothing, you know, compared to what's going on.
By the way, that's the purest form of news or intelligence, is someone on the ground observing it.
Right. And so here's what happened. When I was in Thailand, already tourism was down to nothing. I went to Chinese New Year's in Phuket, which is the 30th of January, and there was like 10% of the normal crowd. My business partner lives there. You know, he said, hey, everybody's gone. Nobody's here. And, you know, and that was then. You know, that's a month and a half ago. And when I think about, we're in like this slow motion sort of train wreck, and we don't really see
you
it.
You just quantified yet. It. I feel like I'm in a slow motion train wreck, and I feel like I've lost for the first time in my life power over what's happening. Because I can fight politics and do things, but now I feel like I'm caught in a river. And it's like, I'm like going, well, where's this river going?
You know, when I was looking at the economy, and again, I didn't even know how to do it. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, hey, do you really believe this is going to crash? You should short the Dow. And I said, I don't know how to short the Dow. You know, so I called my son. He's a pretty bright guy. And I said, hey, how do I short the Dow? And he goes, S-Dow. You know, buy S-Dow. And I said, can I short S-Dow? Can I buy an optimized S-Dow on the downside? And so I shorted a short. And actually, it balanced my stock portfolio. So, I mean, I have a lot in stock, but I didn't lose anything. And the point is, we saw it coming without this. And then I told him, I said, you know, the one thing that would just trigger this even worse on steroids is a pandemic. And we got one. I mean, you couldn't have predicted it.
It's
better.
Rigged. And so let me ask you, gut level.
Oh.
First, you know that game. First thing comes to your mind. Who's behind it?
My view is it's exploiting globalists exploiting the opportunity to sway to assert control.
Sure, it's globalists using it to just change the subject and grab power.
Right, because when you look at this compared to the swine flu as an example right now, and, you know, it was like the swine flu when it happened, originally they said killed about 12,000, then later after the fact they analyzed the data, they said, oh, oops, it was 300,000. But, you know, nobody even jumped, danced around anything, you know, we didn't even blink, and we've got this one sort of coming at us, but we didn't do anything, and now it's here, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to see what it actually does. But it already has done the damage in the economy, and that's something that you can't reproduce.
So you're going to take over. I'm going to leave you here, but I want to ask you when you come back, Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com, whether it's a super deadly virus or not, the supply side, the whole chain delivery infrastructure is real. This crisis is here just on that. How bad is it? Straight ahead with Nick Begich. I'm Alan Jones with NewsWars.com. And in 30 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back. And it's good to
It's good to be back. And, this was the topic of the day. You know, when I think about sort of what's been happening and I'm watching the news feeds and paying pretty close attention. And again, going into this year, you know, I was pretty skittish about what I was seeing. And it was like anything could trigger the avalanche, you know. And this really gives central bankers cover, you know, because they have totally screwed this up in every way. When you think of supply chain interruption, this is a total screw up for greed and for money, for multinational corporations and for others. And now they're all in trouble, right? And who's going to bail them out? Most likely it's not going to be them. But let's talk about this for a moment. Let's talk about China, first of all, and sort of the sequence of events. One of the things that people forget about in what was going on in China is a real lockdown on individual freedom. You know, I mean, you had protests in Hong Kong, remember, and things were going crazy there. And then you had in China greater and greater surveillance technologies being imposed on the population now more than ever. And then you look at sort of the dis-ease in what was happening underneath the economy in China, because they were speculating on speculation. So people were borrowing from banks that were backed by the Chinese government, and then people were lending the money they borrowed from the banks, and those people were lending the money again. And so they were compounding the interest, and there was all this crazy lending going on. And then came the tariff and the beginning of the slowdown in China. Right. And then this is like the triple whammy on that side. And then here's the thing. Supply chain interruption. There's just in time inventory. Now, Walmart is the big example of it, where you'll see the emptiness grow at the most rapid rate. And so when you think of just in time, that's freight moving from the factories in China over the oceans to the ports, to the warehouses, to the stores, to you. What's happened is the freight, the Baltic Freight Index, before we went into this, was at the lowest levels in history, and now it's definitely passing that up. Go look it up, Baltic Freight Index. Look at the charts over the last year. Look at it over the last 3 years. Look at it over the last 5 years and see what's been going on, because that tells you what's moving into the country. Then you look at other things that are really relevant. You look at they were going to predict a drop in the Fed rate already, 3 drops for the year they were figuring. Well, we're going to get all those drops, and then it's going to go to 0, the interest rates. Bonds are going to be first time in negative territory. You know, this is a dangerous time for central bankers, and they screwed this up, ladies and gentlemen. All those bankers that we bailed out that have been manipulating the markets and are doing it again. And, you know, some of them are even working against common U.S. interests. You know, J.P. Morgan and who's the other big one? I forget its name. But they just announced that they're not going to finance any oil and gas projects in the Arctic. That's us, folks. 20%, basically 20%, a little less than that, of the entire landmass of the United States. The biggest deposits of oil and gas in the world, and they're not going to help us finance them because they don't want to. But we bailed these people out, right? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's the bankers' cover story for the day, because the financial sector now is in deep, deep, deep trouble, you know, in terms of what's going to be happening there. And I think they're going to be looking for another bailout, and they shouldn't get it this time. And what's going to happen, and what is happening, was easily foreseeable, and it's not done yet, because the happy talk isn't going to do it. You can't Fed your way out of a pandemic. Whether it's real or not doesn't matter anymore, because the way it's perceived has resulted in a series of actions that have now been in play for about 8 weeks. Since the Chinese first started responding and people started hiding data. And then, you know, you look at it all and you start asking the bigger questions. Then you look at, why is the data so loud this time around, unlike, say, the swine flu? Well, because it's available this time around. You can hype it this time around. And we kind of forgot everything else that was going on in the world before this started. You know, we were on the verge of World War III, right? That, I don't think, has changed. I think all those factors are still in play out there. We saw locusts in North Africa wiping out the food security for the entire north of a continent and the Middle East and headed towards Pakistan and China. That's still going on. Nothing stopped there. People are still unhappy in Hong Kong. That didn't change. Japan has still got an economy that isn't working and wasn't working. You still have all the same underlying problems. There's no real corporate money was being made. Now there's none being made, and the forecast is less. Tourism is in the toilet. Transportation is in shambles, and you don't make up the lost revenue. It's gone. Those seats weren't filled and are empty. Hotel rooms are empty. The cost of making up those losses is huge. You know, if you're working on a 10% margin, you got to sell, you know, 10 times as much just to get a dollar back. You got to sell $10 worth of rooms. You know, I mean, this is the problem, folks, is there is a roll-up cost to this that isn't priced into the markets, as they say, because the impact isn't felt yet. And then you have an emotional factor, which is what's causing the yo-yo that we're seeing in the stock markets. But the trajectory is bad, given the underlying fundamentals. But at the same time, think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, rethink sort of the strategy. What do you want to put your money? You know, air, the stock market, you know, something real, land and real estate and things that people are going to rely on. You know, those are always the anchors to economies. Not paper, fiat currencies, and not stock certificates, ultimately. It's about real assets, your home, your farm, your factory, the things that make things, land, natural resources, the things that produce wealth, labor, entrepreneurship. You know, these are the things that make wealth, solid, real stuff. So if you manage to get out of this mess in time, you know, think about that in the long term, because long term it's going to be a healthy thing. This stuff will recover. The thing is, it's a little guy that gets looted in these times, and then the big guy that gets bailed out. And this time we can't let that happen quite the same way. And at the same time, we can't allow the opportunity for civil liberties to be further hampered. I mean, we might have to do some things. And probably will, because they're going to make us if we don't. But I would say, you know, be mindful, be lawful, be calm, and think things through, and don't be too quick to react, because that's where trouble starts. And looking around the world at what's going on, you know, the migration problem in Europe has not gone away. It's now on steroids as Turkey opens its borders and floods Europe with the next wave. That's in motion, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of discussion in Europe right now about sleeper cells that were dispatched there. Look at the border images. Most are males between 18 and 40 that are headed into Europe, that are in Europe now. This is a real interesting time to be living in. When you think about what's happening in the Middle East right now, what's happening across the globe right now, and then a pandemic on top of it, yeah, I'm always skeptical of what I see. You got the Gates Foundation just set up the new dashboard for Johns Hopkins University. Go look it up. Look up the dashboard for Johns Hopkins. It's a new site for global mapping of this pandemic. And bring it up and take a look, and you'll be amazed at how they're tracking this one. But that also generates a news feed, and part of what we're seeing is an emotional response to a news feed. But that's real. Perception is real. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon on the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about all this today, and again, just before the break, we were talking about supply chain interruptions, some of the things going on there. And earlier in the segments that preceded, Alex was going to ask me about genetic engineered bioweaponry, and he didn't get around to it, so I want to make sure I don't miss that point. So to go back to that, you know, the idea that you could engineer a bioweapon per se race, that's something that Jim Roderick and I actually reported on. It was either an Earth Rising, The Revolution, or Earth Rising 2, two of the books we wrote a number of years ago. In fact, the only place you can get those books is at the InfoWars store. So check it out. Get the books at the InfoWars store. Stock up on the other good things that are there. That's how the program is supported. We appreciate it. But it was back then, almost now, 15, 18 years ago that we were predicting this kind of technology, because they were talking about within papers within the Pentagon that were being publicly released, they were talking about these sort of designer biologicals. So, you know, maybe that's that, maybe that's this. But here's the thing. No matter what it is, there was one guy I met that did work for the Pentagon. He operated a think tank out of Arlington, Virginia. And his job was as a futurist, right? He was like this guy that predicted the future on stuff, you know, took weird scenarios and said, what if, you know, what if aliens landed on the White House lawn, for example? And that was one of them. There were like 100 of these scenarios. What would you do? You know, what if the, you know, there was a massive volcanic eruption and there was this disaster? What would you do? You know, so they're all the what would you do's. And out of the 100 what would you do's, they made a rational plan about what would you do? How would you execute? What steps would you take? So they would have a playbook on the shelf. So you have a bad news day, you grab the playbook. Oh, yeah, this is what we do. The aliens landed on the White House lawn or whatever the story is. You know, and I'm using that as a crazy example because these were the kind of examples that were there, the kind of things that were like out of the blue. In fact, the book was called Out of the Blue, as I recall. Go look it up. It's from 1990s, late 90s vintage. But the point is, this idea of creating scenarios and then planning around them is what our military industrial complex, global complex, academic complex does. And then you build a scenario around that. What, well, if you have that happen, what do you do? Now, the Chinese are the masters of the game, and they're the ones that got the lead role in the latest performance. And so when you think about what's happening there right now in terms of a lockdown, it gives you a whole new perspective on a billion population gulag, you know, and makes you understand why they were protesting in Hong Kong before all this started, because they don't want it there, you know, and why Taiwan remains an island off the coast of China saying, hey, I know you think we belong in your territory, but we still feel kind of independent. And Hong Kong's kind of the same way, and Singapore and some of the other places that are awful close to a lot of bad news. So you have a reshaping of what's happening there. Now people thinking in terms of the big games being played in the world that maybe it's time to bring factories back. But let's think about that for a moment when those factories return to America, because they're going to be way different, you know, if and when they return. Because firstly, when they return, they're going to be robotically based. After initially being built, they're not going to have the thousands of employees. They're going to have the dozens of employees. And then you have hardware equipment that's being developed that will take place of humans because it's cheaper to operate. You know, like the McDonald's robot that works for about $3 an hour, you know, instead of whatever the minimum wage is in whatever part of the country you're in today. And so when you start to think about, you know, what's happening with technology displacing labor, this is an important thing because this is capital replacing labor, you see, because there's four things in the economy that are real. There's labor, there's entrepreneurship, there's capital equipment, things that make things like factories or robots, you know, things that now make burgers. And there's land and natural resource, which is why I say stick to the real stuff, man. You own your labor. You used to not even be able to tax that. They called that slavery until we created an amendment to the Constitution to let them create income tax. But that used to be, you know, kind of sacred. And then you've got entrepreneurship, and there's a lot of smart people. There's a lot of smart people listen to this broadcast every day that apply what they know and turn it into something that makes money. And then there's capital equipment, which is everything from a shovel to dig a ditch with, because that means you can combine a shovel and your labor and you can go make a living. You know, I mean, capital equipment is the factory, the equipment, and that's real wealth, things that make things. Farmers all control their capital equipment and their land and their natural resources and their labor and their entrepreneurship. 90% of the American population 100 years ago were all of those things and controlled real well. Now you have a 401k, which is a puff. It's air. It's toilet paper. In fact, it's rough toilet paper. You wouldn't even use it for that if the certificate wasn't worth anything. You might start a fire with it if it wasn't worth anything. That's it. But the fact that you have a match and a lighter, that's capital equipment and labor to light it, you know, so at least you can make the fire. You know, but the point of the matter is, think about what has real value and begin rethinking how you play the game, you know, in terms of what do you put your money in and how do you manage what you have. And, you know, the sad story is we're kind of pushed into this 401k model. Well, Social Security gets looted, you know, and you know, there is no security unless it's your own. And I think ultimately that's what we have to recognize. And so you take individual responsibility, which is what InfoWar has always been about, is do we fall into the squishy collective of the Sanders world of collectivism in the 21st century? Or do we fall into the senile world of Sleepy Joe? You know, I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to draining the swamp, taking care of those things. We have these other things going on. I don't say disregard them, but remember, all these other issues are still in full motion. And bad guys in the world like take opportunities like this to exploit. When things are already a bit in chaos, it's opportunistic for the bad guys in the world. You know, this is the opportunity where you create more chaos and unrest. And I think that's where the calm voice in the middle of the storm needs to be ours also. Because everyone is nervous right now. I mean, think about it. Everyone's retirements, they've been watching bounce around like a yo-yo. There's no stability in anything, in any of it right now. And we see that. And so, you know, I mean, people are fearful for sure. That's what's driving all of it. And you hear me and you've heard me for years speaking against fear because it is the root of the worst of possible human behavior, is the fear and what it does to our higher level processes. It breaks us off. It disconnects us, from the infinite, from God. It disconnects us from who we are as created human beings when we fall into fear. So we can't allow that right now. And that's where so many people are right now. Prepare for sure. You know, you should be anyway, because life is always uncertain. It's the one certainty in it. You know, it's the one certainty in it. If you live long enough, you know it, because you've seen the cycles come and go. And when you thought, oh, the sky is falling, the world is ending, it didn't. And I would bet it's not going to end now, but it certainly is altered by every event, but mainly by the way we perceive it, react to it, and begin responding. And you now have a collective responding to a wave in the matrix. I was at Costco the other day myself, you know, before this thing started, and everybody's calm, you know, doing their thing. And then I went after it started, and people were very, it was the quietest day I'd ever been to Costco for the busiest day on the planet. It was kind of wild. But here's what I saw. Those that knew what they were doing had a certain determination. The rest were walking around like deers in the headlights. Gee, what's going on? How come everybody's shopping today? Well, most people, it reminded me, don't pay attention to anything at all. And it's always a big surprise because everybody's looking through the narrow news feed. And I've said it before and I say it again. Take a broad view. Look at everybody's newsfeed. Make your own mind up. Don't be pushed along. Don't be herded. And don't succumb to fear. We are created in the image of a creator. We should act like, or begin at least asking for the grace that we might behave in this different way, that we might see the world in a different way, that going into a weekend when the world is going to be filled with fear and anxiety, yeah, we have problems. They're going to be here for a while. But hey, we're not in this alone. We're not in this alone. You're the tip of the spear. Remember who you are and act that way. This is Dr. Nick Begich signing off.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.